This is the Joe Gaither Show on BamaCentral.com.
Good afternoon, morning. Good morning, Tuscaloosa. Oh my God. Welcome in. This is the Joe Gaither Show on Central, BamaCentral.com. Hope you guys are doing well. Happy hump day to you and yours. You guys are checking us out on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, the Bama Central YouTube channel, the Bama Central Facebook channel. Woohoo! We've upgraded Mason. We have been impressed to such a degree. They let us on the Bama Central Facebook channel now. We are live in there at Daniel Studios. You're listening to us on Spotify. You're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, all that good stuff. We love you so much if you listen to us on the podcast platforms, because those are my favorite way to track the numbers. We're live in the Derrick Daniel State Farm Studios here for a Wednesday. Oh, my God. It's nasty outside. If you live in West Alabama, I hope you hunkered down last night. These storms looked great from my porch, but I'm sure were not always very, very easy to deal with for everyone. So we hope you and yours stayed safe last night, and definitely stay safe this morning on the roads. The roads are still wet. Not heavy rain today, this morning that we got now wet, but still wet. So be careful. And because the roads are wet, you need to make sure you're properly prepared but with proper insurance. Make sure your car insurance has the proper insurance capabilities. Derrick Daniel is who you need to go to for your insurance needs right here in Northport. Derrick Daniel and his team, 205-758-3391, will take care of all of your insurance needs. It's really, really easy. You just give them a call. Red Reese or Victoria will pick him up, and they'll say, hey, how you doing? And they'll walk you right through the process. It'll make it very simple for you. I know I don't like insurance personally. They make it easy on me. They answer any questions I've got. They answer quickly, concisely, and they get me off the phone on to the rest of my day, and that's the important thing for me. So I really appreciate them. They're great at it. 205-758-3391 for all of your insurance needs. Like a good neighbor, Derrick Daniel is there. Call and see how much Derrick can save you today. Mason Woods, it is wet outside. And if we're piggybacking the sponsor read, if you need proper insurance,
vital,
but you can't go out on wet roads without proper tires. Bingo. Either. Oh, my gosh. So we really, really appreciate Warren Tire and Auto. They've been a part of Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama since 1961. They're in the third generation of ownership, and they've got two locations to serve you. If you just need those tires taken care of, tires, brakes, and alignment, you go over to 15th Street. Call them at 205-759-5505. You know they're right there on 15th Street, right parallel to the stadium. So if you don't know where to go, go to the stadium, then hit 15th Street. You'll see them right there, 205-759-5505. If you need more than tires, brakes, and alignment, you need an oil change, you need something electrical, you need something going on with the engine transmission, hit them up on University Boulevard. That's going to be right by the hospital, right over there by Nukes. You can call them at 205-758-2739. That's Warren Tire and Auto. They've been a part of Tuscaloosa since 1961. So why wouldn't you trust them? I mean, goodness gracious. What is 61? 71, 81, 91, 01, 11, 20, 60 years of tires in town? That's all you need to know right there. So still a great brand. Right here, sponsoring the Joe Gaither Show. We appreciate Warren Tire and Auto for being a part of the program. And with that, Mason Woods, good morning. You made it out. Okay, first, thank you. I know. I audibled on you late last night. I said, hey, can we go at 7 instead of 8?
It's okay. You know, I was up playing some WWE. It was all right.
You're a trooper. Thank you very much. How are you doing? Follow Mason Woods at @MAWoods_.
Doing good this morning. Doing good. Made it through the storms last night. You know, was only woken up.
How's my boy Rusty?
He's fine. He usually does pretty good. It's the cat that we really have to worry about. You know, he was curled up inside the couch for most of the day yesterday. He's clawed out the bottom of it so he can get inside, and he likes to hide in there. It was a fine day. It was pretty slow day, honestly, all things considered, for the recruiting stuff. Didn't have a lot to cover yesterday. Really kind of kept looking for things to write and get into, and, you know, tried to set some things up, fired off some messages to some prospects and things like that. Haven't heard anything back. So we'll see maybe what happens later in the week. Maybe today picks up a little bit.
Hey, Billy, don't you want to talk about your recruitment? How you doing?
Yeah. Tell me about those coach relationships. Tell me about what the campus is like. When are you coming back to campus?
If you were a recruit, Mason Woods, what would be your top three things that you would want to be looking for? Your five-star offensive NIL, tackle?
I'll take the largest NIL paycheck. I'll take whoever wants to give me the best deal on a nice lease car, and I'll take whoever wants to put me up in a nice fancy house.
Really? That's all it takes.
Yeah.
No player development. No. No.
You can make enough in NIL money now. You don't really need to go to the NFL anymore.
No coach. No. 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 No specific coach needs. No championship aspirations.
I get a big old fat paycheck. I can help my family out. That'd be cool.
We don't care about program tradition.
I'll go lace it up for whoever, you know.
The sport is dead. The sport is absolutely dead.
How many players do you think are coming into college football now? Because I think there's a percentage of players that have that attitude. How many do you think it is?
Whoever it is, I hate you.
I think it's a small percentage.
I do. I think there's a real percentage.
But I think it's small. And I think people think it's a little larger than it maybe is.
Was it? Yeah. AJ Brown recently on a podcast after winning the Super Bowl was all, oh, I loved baseball. I play apparently a high level player. And he said, I went to some all-star game and realized, like, he was playing in a high school level all-star game or something and realized, oh crap, everyone's really, 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 really good. I'm not good enough to play this game, but I can go catch a football.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's quite what you're saying.
Kind of in the same, kind of similar though. Like, you know, I still think there are the, you know, while the sport is dying right before our eyes and we feel like the world's kind of crumbling around us, I do think that for many of these 17, 18-year-old recruits, it is still about, like, I want to go and, you know, have the best opportunity for myself to grow as a player, to get to the next level, to win championships, not necessarily just, okay, whoever's the highest bidder.
We only interviewed one of the 2026ers. And I would say Luke Metz was one of those guys. I want to go be developed. He was talking, I've loved Alabama forever. And, you know, he was.
I think you've got to.
I think he's one of those guys. It's about the right way. If you missed that interview, that's about a year ago now. You can search Joe Gaither, Luke Metz, and it should pop right up. We spent about 40 minutes with him about a year ago.
I think that goes for coaches, too. There's certain coaches that will advertise those aspects of their program before getting into the money and things, you know, whereas
why
not to name you, names, but some of the other schools may be in a state over from here.
Yeah, why else would you go to Ole Miss?
Or just saying, hey buddy, here's a big old paycheck.
Howdy toddy, gosh almighty, here's your check to you.
Get to wear this powder blue. Get to wear that fancy camo pattern.
Oh, Caleb Odom, I hope you made a lot of money, buddy. I hope you made a lot. And honestly, I hope that you actually get developed and get on the field and hope that turns out to be a good decision for you.
Because, you know, Ole Miss, I wouldn't call it an NFL factory.
No, they're all right. They're okay.
A handful.
Walter Nolan going to be a top 10 pick this year. Yeah. Walter Nolan from Texas A&M by way of Tennessee.
Yeah, so that'll tell you all you need to know about player development over there at Ole Miss.
All right. Oh, gosh. Hashtag transfer to the SIP. Do they get to count Quinshon Judkins? Goodness, it is early and the back of my jaw is not open yet.
That one, you know, I think it's definitely not quite the same as like a Jalen Hurts situation with Alabama, where Alabama, I think, has a lot more of a legitimate claim to that player than, say, Ole Miss does to Quinshon Judkins. But, yeah, sure, I'll give it to you, Ole Miss. I mean, you know. He started there, so it's, you know, all Ohio State did was polish him up a little bit.
I'm not sure that the Ole Miss faithful really want to be claiming Quinshon Judkins, so I'm not sure that that's going to be an issue there. What are we doing today, Mason? We just burned 8 minutes talking recruiting conceptually. This is not a burning time show. Look, here's what we want to do. We are wanting to invite you in on the phone line, 205-462-7340, extension 800. I started a new Facebook page the other day and actually getting some traction on that. Appreciate everybody who has followed the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central on Facebook. We are trying to grow in many different areas. So what we're doing, you heard us, last week with the Alpha, Alexander Lincoln. He is going to be participating in the Crimson Clash next Sunday, not Sunday 5 days from now, Sunday 12 days from now, right? The 18th Crimson Clash is coming to Buddy Powell Pavilion, and I have two tickets. So if you like wrestling at all and you need free tickets.
16th.
I thought it was 18th. Thank you. The 16th. So 11 days from now, right there, Buddy Powell Pavilion, the Crimson Clash. You can listen to our interview with the Alpha Alexander Lincoln. I want to say AAA, Alexander Arnold. Alpha Alexander Lincoln. You can listen to that interview. We'll probably have him back on, honestly. That was a fun time. But if you want to win those tickets, here's what you got to do. Leave us a voicemail. That's it. You are entered when you leave us a voicemail, 205-462-7340, extension 800. That voicemail can be about Alabama sports. If you want to talk Alabama basketball, I was hoping to get some predictions for Alabama and Florida. Didn't really happen last night. That's okay. We'll predict Alabama, Florida. Mason and I will too. We will take your phone calls during the game, the Alabama-Florida game, and after, reactions to the game, win, lose, or draw. Obviously, Alabama baseball is playing this week as well. The Crimson Tide baseball team won last night. Baseball team won last night. So you can leave us voicemails on baseball and on softball. You can leave us voicemails on Alabama football. The Crimson Tide spring practice started on Monday. The boys will get three practices in before they go to spring break, enjoy the beach, and then they'll come back and see what they remembered. You can talk about that. Wrestling is always open on the voice line. If you want to talk about John Cena, you want to talk about CM Punk, anything that happened over the weekend, or just your excitement for Crimson Clash, that will probably get you closer to the winning voicemail. But the real way to win this contest is to call in a wrestler's voice. Can you give me a Randy Savage? Look, great. I've got a lot of friends. If you've been listening to the show, you have heard several of my friends throw their voice. If you're smart, you can pick up on it. If you're not smart and you're just brazenly listening, or just like in one ear doing other things, you may not pick up on it that some of my friends are throwing their voice. Not all of the calls are spoofed, but some of the calls have been spoofed. And so you can get in throwing your voice if you want to. Alabama's playing Florida tonight. You can react to the Alabama-Florida game. You can react to softball. You can react to baseball, football, whatever you want, really. And if you just want to talk about Martians, sure, and Martians and muffins, I don't care. You can call in.
Whatever we like. It's whatever voicemail sticks out to us the most, as Joe has pitched it to me. So make yourself stand out.
Exactly. We're going to...
within reason.
Obviously, we'll play them on the show. That's the only rule is if you curse on your voicemail, I will use the little beep dot on it. So you can be like Dax, who has picked up on the trend and say bleeping in place of it. We love that. That's the only rule, really. Yeah, you say a curse word, you're going to get beeped. That's about it. Invite you on the voice line, 205-462-7340, extension 800. You can win two tickets to the Crimson Clash. Oh, I'll sweeten the pot. I'll give you two tickets, and I'll Venmo you $25. Just right off the bat. I've got all your numbers who call, and we'll just make it like that.
Hey, so that'll get you a third ticket if you want it to.
A third ticket, or maybe a pop, popcorn, sure, a Diet Coke, whatever.
A hot dog or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we will do. We will give you two tickets to the Crimson Clash, and we will Venmo you $25 for the best voicemail over the next five. Well, let's see. We get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we have all next week, all five shows next week. You can get in on it. Dun, dun, dun. Lots of opportunities to speak your piece, have your fun on the voicemail.
The road to the Crimson Clash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. The Crimson Clash will be great. It's actually perfect timing. If you're not going to Nashville for the SEC tournament, sure, even if Alabama's in the final, Alabama will play the final 12 or 1 maybe, and then Crimson Clash is 3 or 4, perfect. You watch it at the house and then roll over to some wrestling. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great weekend. Alabama's going to win Nate Oates' third SEC regular third tournament title. Already out of the regular season. You want to talk about that? That's a perfect place to go. Get into some actual substance. Saturday, Auburn wins. Who do they beat? Doesn't matter. Alabama lost on the way back from the bus or whatnot. Auburn is surrounding Jani Broome, watching Jemai Mashak hit the big 3-point shot and celebrating wildly. Our rival lose. We're the SEC outright champions. Mm-hmm. Now, I will give you credit, Auburn. I will look at the others. We'll look through your prism for a second, just because we try to be a little balanced. Of course, we're going to celebrate our regular season title.
Obviously.
Of course, we're going to celebrate our rival losing to another rival in a heartbreak fashion. Of course, we're doing those things. And of course, we're all going to end up at Sky Bar at the end of the night singing swag and I surf and I swag and I'm mad and I'm not in a body and a top and a bag goes behind me and et cetera. However, that song goes.
Good song.
And I swag and I surf. I'm sure I just made
it. Pretty close.
All of my friends roll over in the grave here. But Of course we're doing that. We just won the SEC. We just had the best season ever. We just had the best season in program history.
Woohoo.
But what happened Saturday? That was weird, was it not? Tell me what happened, because I haven't set it all up, but that was weird.
So, yes, you know, Auburn basketball, the official Twitter account, X account, whatever you want to call it now, posts this, I mean, very, you know, fairly, you know, well-shot video with a nice camera, and it is a fabricated, like, hey, let's get everybody together to do this kind of deal. Everybody's huddled around Janai Broome's phone, the most, like, perfect storybook, like, ooh, we couldn't write it up any better than this. And obviously, you know, Mayshak hits the three to send Alabama to loss column, and they erupt and cheer. We talked about it very briefly before we actually went live, and, like, you know, me and you both just little brother.
You had the best season in program history, and you're making your championship day about us.
That's crazy behavior. And I'm trying to step out as, you know, someone who gets impartial or gets partial about Alabama basketball and kind of view it from a objective standpoint. But it is just so strange. I don't know. Post a video of I don't know. They weren't doing that. They were not all huddled around Janai Broome's phone watching this stream waiting to see. Someone on the social media team was like, hey, guys, they all rolled with it because it does not make them look very good.
Yeah, I mean, play it out. You're on the bus. Let's just say Janai's already watching the game.
Sure.
He's got
I'm sure there was a couple of them probably on their own phones.
Right.
iPads, whatever.
But the way that played out, you got the 5-second call. Tennessee got the ball. Was there a timeout? They might have had a timeout. Okay.
But I don't remember.
And
you didn't have long to get this together.
Exactly. You know, hey guys, come here. Everybody come in. And who's the, so I don't think so, especially being how long it took. Okay, perfect. I'm just my timing. Katie's gonna let me know about my timing for later today. There's not enough time to, here's the deal. Does the coordinator, is her camera, his camera, is that person's camera just always on and always ready? And do they just, we're just ready for any, like, it was just strange to me. You just dominate. They beat the brakes off of somebody.
I'm blanking now on who it was.
Was it Arkansas? Hold on. I'll be able to find it in 2 seconds. Was it Ole Miss?
It was Ole Miss, I think.
Yes. They crushed Ole Miss, wasn't it? They crushed Kentucky. Woo. Crushed Kentucky. They went on the road and crushed Kentucky. That's where
they
it
also
was.
Crushed Ole Miss recently.
The week before, the game before, they crushed Ole Miss 106-76.
Okay.
They went
on a tear.
Yeah,
a lot of time left in this season, though. That's a long time to keep playing at this level. A lot of games where you got to keep playing at this level. I don't know.
Well, Janai, good for you. I'm glad y'all enjoyed that moment.
If that is like the Auburn social media method of just, hey, we're going to have somebody walk around this team and follow them all day with a camera. Genius. Good on you. Yay, Alabama, take notes, because like we're going to eat that content up all day. Maybe, you know, maybe let's not be as frivolous with what we post, but have cameras on these guys and get what they're doing day to day. Like that's the kind of thing that will make people subscribe to what you're doing over there.
The day to day life. Absolutely.
Mark Sears wakes up at 5 in the morning and goes to the gym every day to put up 100 shots. Oh my gosh.
How hard does that ASMR video go? Like the
lacing up the shoes, you know, squeaking on the floor. Oh yeah, that'd be so good. Nato's flipping on a light switch.
Just go, morning, Mark. Walks on.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's just tiny little, just the little sounds, and it's,
I mean, come on. Free ideas. These are free ideas.
I know that would require a serious cameraman getting up early. But you could even fake it. You could fake it.
Make your own sound effects.
But it's just like,
there's got to be some kid doing Foley sound design here at the university.
And maybe this is just my artistic brain taking off, but I can like literally see this video. Mm-hmm. Mark Sears, it opens right outside Mark's house or apartment, and it's got the timestamp on the bottom.
The birds chirping.
Yes! Yep. 3 a.m. And it's just, you hear the generator.
Yeah. I can see it. I'm envisioning it in my head.
Turn the water on in the sink. Mark brushes teeth.
It's too and, good. Like, it would be so good. Yay, Alabama.
I love my job at Bama Central. I do. But if you want, like, content, there is
here.
And you could do this for anything that any of these players, pick your favorite player. Mm-hmm. Pick your favorite player. Oh, little Johnny goes to church. Like,
tall.
Are you serious? Johnny goes to church every Sunday. We're turning this into a video. Oh, Johnny has a prayer. You don't even have to get into Johnny's prayer. We can be 10 feet away. Yep. And Johnny's like,
man,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. The ideas are there.
Well, I understand protecting the kids, their privacy,
sure,
protecting their lives. But we're talking an ASMR video where you're just looking like you're following Mark. You don't have to get Mark saying, yeah, well, this and that and this controversy and that mm-hmm. controversy or anything else.
He didn't have to answer a single question in the whole video.
Dude is just dribble, dribble, dribble.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, it'd be so good.
And you, who would it be?
I can see the gears turning.
not you. Who's the guy for Fox, who used to do all the human interest?
Tom Rinaldi?
Yeah, not Tom Rinaldi, but give me Reese Davis.
Yeah.
Mr. Muscle Shoals and Muscle Shoals. Like, 5 a.m. 30 degrees. Mark Sears from Muscle Shoals doesn't care.
So good.
Just some, like, that's terrible writing. That was
drop
awful.
You a little teaser, minute and a half trailer video. Not even. 30-second trailer. Subscribe to Yay Alabama, $15.99 a month, whatever it is, to watch this video and more like it.
Give me a day in the life of rehab. Latrell's rehabbing.
Yep.
Houston's rehabbing.
That'd be even easier. Like, then you don't even have to interrupt any players that are doing things day to day. Other, you know, like, they're not in team meetings really to having to learn. Okay.
This they are.
Team, but like, they're not.
Oh, the camera. Yeah.
Well, Latrell and Houston Millett are not having to, like, be as in on the X's and O's and everything that, say, Mark is. Like, you don't have to necessarily interrupt an active player who is, like, focusing on a game plan right now. It's even easier to get the guys who are maybe injured. There are so many things you could do.
I've always heard how difficult an Achilles injury is to come back from. Terrell, we're praying for you. Absolutely. Show me a day in the life of, like, I don't even need it right after the surgery. That's too invasive. Mm. But, like, hey, we're 5 weeks after surgery. We're six.
How
whatever.
You feeling, Latrell?
Yeah. You give him with Jeff Allen, him with mm-hmm. the basketball trainers.
Oh, like, this is the first time he's been running on the basketball court in X amount of time or whatever. Like, oh. Yeah.
And you don't have to give away the farm. You don't have to give away NATO. It's a system. Or Kalen DeBoer's system.
You can do. I mean, you can do this with the pro day coming up. You get a nice, well-put-together video of everybody setting up pro day. You know, a little quick interview of the players talking about what they want to showcase. You know, what they're hoping to showcase. Right here. Yeah, Alabama.
I'm happy to jump ship for the right number. Oh, so Alabama's playing Florida. That'll probably get us back on track a little bit. This is not going to be an easy game.
No, it is not.
Not going to be easy at all. Alabama, 2.5-point favorite. Mm. But I don't really know how I feel about matching up with Florida on the inside. Han Lockton and Alex Condon. Han Lockton has just played a couple of games now, 5 games now. I'm pretty sure. Did he break his ankle in that Alabama game in the SEC tournament? He broke his leg or broke his ankle at the SEC tournament last year. I'm pretty sure it was against Alabama.
Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, so I've got their box score right there. Does it have the recap? Yeah, it'll probably say if he does. 2 weeks after, let's see, Micah, and Lockton. Nah, I don't think he did in that game, but I know he broke it at the SEC tournament. It might have been the
March
game before.
March 17th, 2024. I've got the video here. Let's see who it was against. Auburn.
Yeah, it wasn't against us. So he's going to play. He's five games this season. He's averaged 6 rebounds a game. And then, of course, Alex Condon, who has been very, very physical on the inside. Mm-hmm. Big old dude as well. And then you combine that with just a little bit of shot making, a little bit of guard action, Walter Clayton Jr. and Will Richard. Walter Clayton Jr. last year in that game that did eliminate Alabama, 23 points in the SEC tournament. This was quarterfinals, right? Yeah, quarterfinals, SEC tournament. Walter Clayton Jr. has 23 points, has 8 of 12 from the floor, 3 of 5 from the three-point line. Let's see, Will Richard. Yeah, 22 for Clayton and 23 for Richard. I mean, come on, guys. We're going to be a little stretched here on the defensive end tonight. I mean, promise you. Going to be a bit stressed here on the defensive end. And that's going to require everybody to be a man. Be a man. Use your hand.
Is Darian Reed out again?
Yes.
I thought so.
Your availability report included one Grant Nelson as questionable. You've got Darian Reed, Houston Millett, and Latrell Wrightsell is out.
I would imagine Grant probably plays.
Yeah, it's senior night. You play him, buddy. Last time in Coleman.
Now, what we get out of Grant, you never know.
They've used this questionable tag the last 3, 4, 5 games on Mark. They've used it on several. They used it on Millett, on Youngblood.
Is this just you've had a bad stretch? We need to take some heat off you.
Maybe.
Let everybody think you're a little hurt.
Maybe.
It's good. Hey, it's good PR. It works out.
He says yesterday in the press conference, I expect all of our seniors to be available and be playing. Go ahead, please.
It feels like to me like Florida, and maybe this is just because, you know, I really only kind of pay attention to Alabama and the immediate world around them. It feels like Florida has almost flown under the radar a little bit as a pretty good team the whole year, but nobody's really talked about them. It's always been, you know, Auburn, Duke, and then obviously we talk about Bama, but Florida is a damn good team. And I think they pose a lot of threats for Alabama. And I don't know how much faith I have in the, you know, the wherewithal of this team to bounce back after that Tennessee loss, because that was demoralizing way it happened.
It was demoralizing, but you've seen Alabama only respond. Okay, well, I'm about to say only respond negatively to one loss, but how many losses have you actually had, Joe? So how many opportunities? Yeah. All right, you lost to Purdue. You bounced back in a big way against Illinois.
Yeah.
You lost to Oregon. You bounced back in a nice way against North Carolina. You lost to Ole Miss, and you bounced back in a great way at Kentucky. Now I'm wondering how valuable that Kentucky win is. You lost back-to-back to Auburn and Missouri. Your loss to Auburn was followed up by a worse response, an awful response. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry. That was an offensive performance to me.
That was
offensive in the worst way. Not offensive, offensive, offensive. I was offended by the effort in that Missouri game. Okay. But you responded. You responded back at home. You beat Kentucky 96-83. So is Kentucky just the recipe for these losses? Let's play a bad defensive team that also plays decent, good little offense, but not as good as us. Well, what does Kentucky do? Kentucky, good little offense, not a bad defensive team. Fourth overall in offensive efficiency as compared to Alabama's third. All right, great. All right, you're right in there. Oh, the Florida Gators are eighth in the nation. Eighth. Oh, gosh. I always feel like I say eight, like not very well. Eighth. Yeah, thank you very much. They're eighth in the country, eighth in the nation in defensive efficiency, allowing 92.7 points per 100 possessions. Alabama, in comparison, Florida third, Alabama 35th. So improving. Improving, Alabama.
You are improving.
You were at 47 after that disgusting Missouri performance. So you're up 12 places. But
is a little bit of that just because Tennessee is so bad on offense?
Certainly, maybe. But it's adjusted for the possessions. It's adjusted for So if you only played 40 possessions, it still gets projected out like it's 100.
This is gonna be a really hard matchup for Alabama. Especially without Darian Reed being there to help you with perimeter defense. Now I understand they've picked it up a little bit the last bit. I worry about what the Florida scorers are going to do in this game. You know, you mentioned Clayton Jr. being a guy. You mentioned Condon being a guy who can get down dirty underneath. And I just don't. I don't really have a lot of faith in Alabama right now after that Tennessee game. I know I said that after the Missouri game and they went out and beat Kentucky, but again, we just talked about how Kentucky is maybe not quite as good of a win as we thought it was.
I think Kentucky plays into Alabama's hands a bit.
Yeah. It's a very favorable matchup for the Crimson Tide. This one, I don't know that it is.
All right, where can I find turnovers per game? Turnovers created NCAA basketball, because that's going to be your issue here. If you cannot turn the dead gum basketball over here in Coleman Coliseum, get to the rim, get Alex Condon into a little bit of foul trouble, get to the free throw line. That's not going to work for me. Get to like that. That's the recipe here. We're sitting here at the same spot we've been for three of the last 4 years, Mason. Last year we were here. Not the year before, the Brandon Miller year. Good gosh, that team played defense, and they loved it. And, of course, shot-making against San Diego State just went out the window. And people forget that. People, oh, he can't play defense. Like, no, we have coached good defenses before. He's had two defenses in his 6 years that are in the top 15. I'm pretty sure, I'm not looking at it, but I'm pretty sure two of them ended up in the top 10 in defensive efficiency. I don't have a KenPom Plus subscription to find that out right now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're gonna have to, I'm not going to be looking at it.
But my point being, like, we've seen the defense be good, but we've also seen it be completely ass. This is not completely ass. It's not. It's better than it's a lot better than last year. Come on, we got to be honest about it. Last year was at 110, and you're at 35. So come on,
night and day difference.
Take a step back, Joe. Don't jump off the cliff. But I still just don't think that they play it at the level that is required to win a championship.
They don't. We have seen it that when they've gone against teams like an Auburn or even a Missouri who was matched up with them well that night. They struggle against teams that can exploit those defensive inefficiencies. And when you get to the tournament, you know, when you get late in the postseason, you're going to play teams who have the ability to do that. And this team has not really shown me any reason to buy them as a national championship winner, to really even buy them as a true contender, because the defense is just such a question mark.
All right. I think you're being a little bit hard. They're definitely a true contender.
I guess.
Because that's what's infuriating. We know that the capability is there. We saw
it. They don't play.
Right.
They never do it.
Like, that is what is so infuriating.
Five minutes at a time.
I am positive. I would bet my entire life on they are capable of playing defense. I have seen it.
Yeah.
We have watched it. And, oh, that was a really good possession. Oh, that was a terrible possession. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was, two good possessions in a row. Oh, three. Oh, there's two bad possessions in a row. Oh, three. Like, I know they are capable of actually staying in front of offensive players. I know they're capable. Like, shoot, they've been rebounding fairly well all year long. You've been really, really good on the glass. Couple instances here and there of giving up some offensive boards, but that's me being crazy. How do I balance? How do I hold what I know from last year that the team and the draw can flip to your favor at any second, while also digesting the information that I've seen so far that says I don't know if this team's playing enough, playing defense enough, and really just, I mean, the Tennessee, Missouri effort was offensive. But the last two sequences of each half against Tennessee were equally offensive, not from an effort standpoint, but from an attention to detail, from this is just like, oh, my top button is buttoned. Oh, my belt loop is looped through. Like, yeah, I'm dressed. Okay. But are my cufflinks buttoned?
Yeah.
Like, is my tie tied tight?
They,
like,
don't do those little things.
Right. That's what
And that is what leads me to be so wary of labeling them as like, this team could win a title.
Right.
Because I've not seen them.
They don't
do
look like they're ready to be at the altar. Yes. They look like they are in the dressing room. Like,
oh, I'm going to get out. I'm going to get my pants pulled up.
Right. Like, right. They've got everything.
Got one pants leg on.
You got
shirt
the preacher coming in and saying, hey, 1 minute out, brother. Mm-hmm. Let me button this up. And let me get straightened up as she's coming into the foyer. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, I haven't written my vows yet. Like,
it's like, buddy, you know the date. You know the date. You know the time. You know what's required. I know that this team can play defense. And I know that Nate Oates knows the importance of the defensive end.
I just can't.
Put your daggum cufflinks on. It's time to get ready. It's been
29 games of this. 30 games of it, whatever we're at now.
Since the tie knot, all the way to the top, get ready to walk out the door because your life's about to change. Mm. That metaphor came to me on the fly.
I like that. It was good.
You can always say they're bad if they are, but I felt good about
that. That's pretty good. I like that
okay.
one.
Okay. All right. You want to give a final? We're running up on time. We're here early today because we're going to football practice here in a little bit. Coach
we're going to get to the bottom of this quarterback battle.
Is going to let us go see the quarterbacks. Is going to let us see the quarterbacks, and we're going to give. He's going to ask me my evaluation. I'm going to tell him who the starter should be.
Joe's
going to
run a fade for Ty Simpson.
No. I will instead just be taking notes behind him. No, that's not true. Coach does not care what my opinion is on the quarterback battle. I'm totally teasing. But no, that's why we're here earlier. So we need to give a prediction, and we need to keep it moving. We've talked Auburn basketball. We've talked Alabama, Florida. Prediction, Warren Tyer, Derek Daniel, spring practice, goodbye. All right, so I'm taking a win, but I'm taking it at a, oh gosh. I'm taking it at 83-81.
I'm in a similar boat, a little bit higher. I'm going to go 87-84. I think it's going to be a tight one. Before we get out of here, this is what I saw right before we started going. This is just very, very good to me. It really adds to the whole Auburn little brother narrative. This is from CFB Kings on Twitter. Each SEC team's best postseason result in the college football playoff era. So that is since 2014, 11 years ago. Alabama, 3 national championships, more than anyone else. Auburn's best result since 2014.
Birmingham Bowl, right?
A win in the Music City Bowl.
Oh, nice. That's better.
A win in the Music City Bowl. That's awful. For a program that carries themselves with the attitude that Auburn does as like, we are one of those premier teams in college football. We should be in contention for everything. You have done nothing. You have been a joke of a program for over a decade now. Just awful. Like Cam Newton ain't walking through that door. He is not coming back.
Mm. Mason Woods, we turn to our Facebook machine for a question that I don't think I can answer, but I do want to address it. Joe and Mason, this is from Everett Osmer. Everett, thank you so much for always watching the program. You the man. We appreciate you very much. Everett Osmer asks us, Joe and Mason, what do you think the president of the university has to fill, or any suggestions on who you think they might get? If you're not familiar, Stuart Bell has announced that he's retiring, or he's stepping down from the office of the presidency, the president of the University of Alabama.
I'll take it.
That was about a month ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So it looked like January.
But I, with respect to you, Everett, I don't even want to say a name because
I have no idea.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't even. I genuinely could not even give you a name.
Billy Bean. No, yeah, I mean, Nick Saban.
I'll take the job.
I
volunteer.
Is Phineas St. John's the chancellor? Is that a job that the chancellor just moves from chancellor into president? I don't think so.
I would imagine that there's going to be some sort of just, all right, buddy, we're calling you up.
I think that his role might even be like separate but higher, or separate but different.
I don't have any insight into the situation, but I would think that Stuart Bell probably, this was not a quick, hey, everybody, I'm stepping down. That he let everyone know well in advance so they could prepare this, you know, and start this process already. Cause I mean, he still has until I think July is when he's supposed to step down.
Right.
So, you know, I'm sure this has been well in the works for a while. They've probably got at least a few people that they feel very good about being that, taking over that job, whether it's someone just stepping up, whether it's a new guy, I don't know. We will see.
The only other interesting thing that on this track that I did see is Texas A&M, I'm pretty sure, is doing the same thing. And they've got, and I did see that Stuart Bell was on their short list of replacements. And I was like, oh, Stuart, don't do that. Don't do that. But hey, whatever's best for you and your family, yeah, sure. Great. I think that's great. So I'm sorry, Everett. I just don't want to give you a name and be completely hooey. Let's tell everybody about Derek Daniel. We are live in the Derek Daniel State Farm Studios. You can find us off of McFarland Boulevard, just past the Tiger Rock on the left. Derek and his team are happy to take care of you. Call Red, call Reese, call Victoria, 205-758-3391 for all of your insurance needs. Home, life, auto insurance, renter's insurance, boater's insurance. Ooh, it's going to be warm here soon. You want to make sure that you are properly insured before you get out on the lake. Call Derek Daniel and his team, 205-758-3391. Come visit them. Look, the office is beautiful upstairs. Right off McFarland Boulevard, right past Tiger Rock on the left. You can see them today, 205-758-3391. Call and see how much Derek can save you today.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And as we keep going, we will tell you about our friends Warren Tire. It is wet outside. Make sure your tires are not bald. You need to make sure you have capabilities on the road. There's nothing.
Traction is key.
There's nothing more stressful than car trouble. That might be hyperbolic. There are a few things more stressful than car trouble. So make sure that you have the right people in your corner. Sure. Warren Tire and Auto Center has been in Tuscaloosa and a University of Alabama staple since 1961. They're in their third generation of ownership. Call Russ Warren today. They're the go-to place for all your automotive needs. They have two locations to serve you. They're right there on 15th Street for all your tires, brakes, and alignments. That's 205-759-5505. Right there on 15th Street, tires, brakes, and alignment. All other needs, electrical, engine, oil change, all other needs right there on the University Boulevard location, 205-758-2739. Call Russ Warren and his team today. They'd be happy to take care of your vehicle. Look, if you're a new student, if you're watching us from out of town and you have a student, that's the place to send your students' vehicles. Absolutely. Warren Tire and Auto Center, car troubles that's probably one of the more stressful parts of it, not knowing who to take it to, not wanting to walk into Billy's car shop and have just everything torn out the bottom of your car or be told this, that, and the other. Warren's not going to do that to you. They have been in Tuscaloosa since 1961, establishing their brand, great people. And so if you're looking for a place to send your student's vehicle, call Warren Tire and Auto Center. If they just need new tires, brakes, and alignment, call them at 205-759-5505. They're right off of 15th Street. That is so easy for your student to get to. If they have other problems, it's even easier for your student also on University Boulevard. 205-758-2739. All right, Mason, what was my list? We said Alabama, Florida. We said Auburn, little brother. And we said spring practice, didn't we?
Anything you want to see today? Anything you think you'll see today?
No. I mean, I love you, Coach DeBoer, and thank you, Alex Thompson and Aaron Jordan, for having us. Absolutely. But this is lip service a little bit, because we will see, and it's going to be fun to be out there. Shoot, I'd rather be out there than digging ditches. I'd rather be out there than serving tables. Absolutely. Sure. But we're going to see them very likely do stretching. We might get in there after the stretching is over, and they might already be in Indy, which is nice, I guess.
It's hard to really see anything that's going on.
Because we're watching running backs go through the running back ladder, the step ladder, and that's nice, but they're all five-star athletes.
Yes.
I mean, not real, but they're all top-tier athletes, better than I am.
There's a reason they all got recruited to play football here.
Yes, so all 10 running backs can go through the ladder very smoothly. Great. And you're going to have GA or somebody swiping the ball at them, but none of them are going to fumble because they're good athletes, and these are basic drills. We're going to see all the defensive backs backpedal, turn and flip your hips and run. Backpedal, turn your
high point.
So what I don't want to have happen, but what will happen, is at 11:30, you're going to see Billy Smith look so good at Alabama practice today. I cannot wait to see Billy Smith play on this. And it's like, shut the... like,
just don't overreact today.
Nothing makes me want to kill my colleagues more. Nothing makes me want to kill my colleagues more than...
You saw that video of Keelan Russell yesterday. Hey, hey, made that nice throw. Hey, could be the starter. All 120 pounds of him.
Be honest with yourselves.
If you're seeing something, you know, if as media, if we are seeing something at that practice, it's because they're wanting us to see that.
That, but it's just like, what is, what, okay, I'll ask you. What does it mean when so Billy Beane stands out? They're all doing the same damn drill. Mm-hmm. In the none of us have a stopwatch. None of us have a laser. Mm. And so you are going to tell me with your eyes, you can tell the minuscule seconds of, well, Billy's release off the line was a little faster than Charlie's. I think Billy's going to be a great wide receiver this year. What?
Yeah, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Like...
Just now, be happy you got to see it. Report what you see. 1,000%. We don't have to speculate, folks.
It is a privilege to be there. Yeah. And I will say, yeah, it's fun. Yeah, they ran well. They look good.
Things I saw.
Absolutely.
But yes, to sit here and speculate that the job is being decided on day two of spring practice is preposterous.
We are going through basics here.
This is everybody getting their feet wet.
We're doing install all over again. Now, not install from zero, but we're reinstalling.
Yep.
So it will be a lot of fun to be out there. But I will tell you, I respect all my colleagues. I do. But I will caution you to take anyone seriously that gives any sort of takes from this. Because, look, how can you evaluate an offensive lineman who blocks no one in the practice? Or an offensive lineman who is blocking another offensive lineman in a slow step-by-step-by-step like... Mm-hmm. This is base block level stuff, and everybody is a top tier athlete for their position. Alabama's not recruiting any scrubs out there.
Sure.
So it's going to be a lot of fun, but I don't really know what direction to take this in. Yeah. I never do. You can say, Joe, you've been doing this for 5 years. I never do. Every spring, I never do. Every spring, I'm like, it's great to be here. And it is.
Why? What are we doing? What are we learning? What are we determining here? nothing really gets decided in the spring, other than I guess you can.
There's some hierarchy that gets a little decided.
You can deliver a message that, hey, I'm a hard worker, and you can know that going into the fall. Or, I'm a guy that you're going to have to worry about this fall that might be a bit of a problem, issue cause or whatever.
Yeah, I think there is some sort of, well, these four guys might be the four that we're really looking at, and those four guys still have some work to do.
But that is all written in pencil with an eraser sitting right beside it, or, written in chalk with an eraser right there that it can be subject to change through the first week of fall practice.
I mean, we're going into spring practice. We've already talked about it yesterday. You got Deontay Lawson is out. Justin Jefferson is limited/non-contact or a little bit, not quite all the way out, but not healthy.
Yes.
And so what are you doing at inside backer? You got Nakai Hill-Crean, who has not called the defense at all. And what? I mean, help me. You Caden Jones. I love you for sophomore Caden Jones. You got QB Reese. You've got Abdul Sanders, Luke Metz, and Duke Johnson. I'm missing somebody. Who the heck am I missing from last year's class? Sterling Dixon transferred out. QB Reese is still here. Caden Jones is still here. Jeremiah Alexander transferred out. Justin Okoronkwo transferred out. Am I not missing anyone? I don't think I am. Now that I just said all those names.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what you're doing in spring practice right here is transferring to Kai Hill-Green and sophomore Caden Jones, who has been on the program before. Appreciate you, Caden. You were great on the show. Look forward to seeing what you do. But my point here being is, when I go out to practice today, I'm not looking at the two starting inside linebackers for Alabama. Period. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nakai Hill Green might push, might carve out some time between Lawson and Justin Jefferson, but more likely than not, the two fellas who are not going to be the are not there. So why would I
speculate?
Take jumps and why would I take jumps to say what this team will be or won't be when pieces are not even here? Pieces are missing due to injury, and then. Gosh, what do we do in the transfer portal? Do you bring in three starters? Do you bring in three depth pieces? Do you bring in no one? Like, I think there will be movement in the spring portal. And because this more movement is down the pipe, I have a lot of hesitation to come out all it takes.
Yeah. I think that's a valid way to go about it. I mean,
the only take I'm willing to give is what I gave yesterday, is that I'm leaving the Austin Mac encampment and sure. I'm going to the Ty Simpson mansion.
Sure.
That's fine.
I will never.
You can rough it out.
He can win a title, and I probably still won't leave Austin.
Dang, really?
I just like Austin Max. I'm about him.
Well,
I just believe in him.
All right, 2 minutes on this concept. Ty Simpson wins the job. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm, great. Mm-hmm. No problem. Ty Simpson has a good year. Sure. Goes to the NFL. Great. And you have Mac, Russell, and whoever else they're recruiting right now. Great. What happens, though, to your quarterback room? Because ideally, Simpson wins the job, goes to the NFL.
What they need.
And opens the room up for Austin Mack, one-year starter, goes to the NFL. Keelan Russell, one-year starter, goes to the NFL. Like, here's the track. But what happens if Ty Simpson wins her job, plays at a
B-plus
level, right, B-plus level, and says, you know what?
I'm running it back.
Yes.
That's nightmare scenario. That is a DEFCON 1. That's worst case scenario.
Because then you're deciding, which one of you two jokers do we want to keep? Austin Mack, Keelan Russell.
And the answer is Keelan Russell.
Yes.
But then you cast Austin Mack to God knows where, scorned, to come back and take you down in an extra college football playoff, potentially. I don't know. That is a nightmare. That is a nightmare scenario for Alabama.
Let's leave the people with that nightmare to think about that all day. How about that? Call us on the voicemail line. If you made it this far and you're a real, real one, my man Chris Van Vliet always says that at the end of his interviews or at the end of his interview podcast. If you're still listening, you're a real, real one. So that's what you are if you're still listening and watching us on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. What I want you to do is call me on the voicemail line, 205-462-7340, extension 800. And let me know your thoughts on the quarterback battle. What do you want to happen? Are you Team Keelan Russell?
Am I crazy? Am I crazy for hating on Ty Simpson like I do?
We'll let the people decide. How about that? You can call and let Mason Woods know your opinion on Ty Simpson, Austin Mack, and Keelan Russell. We'll be back in the morning to talk to you right here in the Derrick Daniels State Farm Studios. We'll be back at 8 o'clock. We'll go 8 Thursday and Friday. We'll get back to 8 throughout. We may need to go about 7:40 tomorrow because we're traveling. We're doing a little. Me, Chris, and the team are meeting with somebody that might be able to help the show. So that'll be fun. But we'll keep it nice and early, and we'll invite you on the phone line for 205-462-7340, extension 800. We'll always invite you on the comments section at JoeGaither6 or at the Bama Central YouTube channel. Subscribe, rate, review the show, all those beautiful things. I love it when I log on to Spotify and I see how many ratings and it goes up by one, up by one, up by one. So keep going on to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon. Subscribe, rate, review the show. Follow Mason Woods at MAWoods_. And we will talk to you tomorrow right here on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. Keep up with Joe on all his social media pages at JoeGaither6. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to read us daily at BamaCentral.com.